This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Education officials in Louisiana were criticized over their lax monitoring of charter schools based on the fact that they distorted the scoring by weighing critical and non-critical violations equally. The head of the EPA announced that he's issuing a rule to roll back the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan, saying, "War on coal is over." Liberia is holding an election in the first peaceful democratic transition of power in almost 75 years. In the U.S., 90% of women with breast cancer survive 5 years. In Uganda, only 46% do. In Gambia, a mere 12% do. According to the UN, 1 in 2 Yemeni children now suffer from stunted growth because of food shortages. Home rental services like Airbnb claim 12% of travel accommodations market, according to research firms. The U.S. stopped issuing visas in Turkey after two embassy employees were arrested allegedly for treason and connections to the Gulenists, the opposition being wiped out in the country by the Turkish government. Turkey responded by also stopping the visa process. Google is now the latest tech company to find that Russian agents bought $53,000 worth of ads on its networks in an effort to interfere with the 2016 election. White House laundry list for a deal on DACA and immigration now includes money for the wall and a grab bag of other items, dimming hope for reform. In the wake of so many sexual harassment scandals, the business relationships between senior men and junior women are getting more complicated. A survey found 64% of senior men and 50% of junior women avoid solo interaction because of the risk of rumors about their motives. ESPN has suspended Jemele Hill, one of their sportscasters, for tweeting that advertisers should boycott the Dallas Cowboys after owner Jerry Jones threatened to fire any players that protested during the national anthem. Privacy concerns have been raised over a scientist's creation of a computer program that was able to determine on photos of gay and straight men which ones were gay in 82% of the cases. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.